Good morning, Jess. How are you?
Howdy, Scott. How are you doing?
Good. Hadn't seen you in a while, and so
Been a little while.
Yeah, we probably ought to catch up. As to, I mean, the council's taken a lot of actions, and some they haven't. But I know you've always got an opinion on something. What do you think that's been positive that's been done by the city since the last time we got together?
When was the last time we got together? Well, it's been quite a while.
It's been months. It's been months, as a matter of fact. Well, are we headed in the right direction? What are the things, I guess, let me turn around then and say, what are the things that, have concerned you that are out there that aren't getting accomplished?
Those are both difficult questions.
They are,
right?
Yeah.
I mean, are we heading in the right direction? Yes, of course. I mean, we're moving in the direction of selling some land. Obviously, we have over the past few years, you know, there's been some good things in the budget. You know, we've reduced the return on investment transfers in the budget. We've cut out some wasteful programs. I think we've done some, and we've reduced some regulations that hinder development and business in our city for small businesses. I think on the, I guess on the not so good side, there are a lot of wasteful things that, you know, I feel that are quite wasteful that the city still has in the budget. We've talked about many, many times. And I do think that there are always ways in general that we can increase efficiency in terms of how we provide our services, but also in terms of how we regulate. I mean, we don't need to have every little provision that we have to regulate development, small businesses, and so on and so forth. We don't need to implement every single new code that comes out in the UDO for development. But in general, yes, I think we have moved in a good direction. I'd say over, you know, over these few years, I mean, that I've been on council, I think the city has kind of, I won't say done an about face, but we've moved in a different direction. I mean, we've moved from solely being focused on providing services regardless of cost, regardless of the effects. And now I think we've moved to a much more, let's consider the full implications of anything that we're going to spend money on, any regulation or law that we're going to pass. And I do think also, and one thing that I can say is someone who came and spoke to city council before I was elected and then now being a council member, I'm happy to say that I think we listen to citizens more now than we used to. I think that most people get a better hearing at council meetings. And I see Jay nodding his head, and I see you nodding your head.
I agree.
And I think that, you know, it's nice that even though, you know, we have a lot of people who will disagree with us from time to time, most people know pretty securely they can come to the city public hearing and say what they want to say. And I think that's very important.
The personality of the council has changed. I don't think there's any doubt there. Let's talk some specificity, though. College Station did have to go through an austerity program, which you applaud, certainly. But now it looks like revenues are starting to come back up, which is a good thing. But then I see this as a very dangerous time, too, because as you start to reestablish some funding, you need to make sure that you make good decisions. So,
oh, wait, are you implying that governments sometimes spend money poorly, Scott?
Could be.
That's pretty radical.
I would think you'd probably agree with me. But as the city begins to maybe reestablish some funding, where are the areas that you see would be most beneficial?
Well, anytime we have more funding coming in, and you're talking specifically, I think, about the sales tax, mm-hmm. Our sales tax figures have rebounded quite a bit, which is good. There is a temptation anytime you have people in elected office to spend money on things that they think are good ideas. You know, I think this park is a great idea, somebody will say, or, you know, I think that we need to provide this program for these people because they want this program, and by gosh, they deserve it, or whatever. And there's a lot of great ideas out there. I have a lot of neat ideas of things, you know, I might like to do, except that I don't feel that it's my role as a councilman to spend your money because I don't think I can spend it better than you can. And I have always felt that way. That's my principle. I mean, I don't think we should be spending money on anything that's not completely necessary. So, with sales tax revenues increasing, with a little bit more money coming into city coffers, if we spend more, we need to spend it on core services. And I still think that we need to seek efficiency in all of our discretionary services, our non-core services. You know, we shouldn't go out and spend more money on programs that are very nice, you know, things to have for a certain group of people, but maybe are very wasteful in the big picture, spend a lot of money per person. We shouldn't be spending big money in small areas. We should be focusing on our core services, and that's where the city is going to accommodate its growth for the future.
Yeah, you haven't answered my question. What are the things that you, Jess Fields, as one member of council, right, where do you want to see funding reestablished?
I mean, like I said, core services.
Okay.
I mean,
so, I mean, specifically.
It's,
okay.
Well, I mean, it was.
Do we need to do raises well, for, so for
no.
First responder? What do we need to do?
Okay, sure. I mean, I think we certainly could expand the police force a little bit more. Mm-hmm. I think that the police department has been pretty modest in what they've asked for. It wouldn't be unreasonable to pay our officers more so that we can attract higher quality personnel. We've done a little bit of that, but I think we could do that a little bit more. We need to certainly shore up funding for future transportation needs, and we have some water projects, wastewater projects, that are going to be difficult to fund as well. Those are all core services, things that we're going to have to address as growth continues to hit the city. The things I don't want to spend money on, I don't want to go out and start new parks and recreation programs. Just because, you know, we have a little bit more money coming in doesn't mean we should spend money in a way that's not yielding a return for the city or for the citizens. For, you know, maybe for a very small group of citizens might benefit, but it's not my money to spend. Mm-hmm. You know, we're tasked with spending money on, the taxpayers send us their money, and we actually force them to send it to us. We don't ask them, hey, send us a check. They have to. I mean, we tax, and we should spend that tax money very carefully. And the things that really people want to see at a citywide level are those services that provide for everyday life, roads, safety, the core utility services, general government services, but there's not a whole lot of things that the city has to do, and those are the things that those things that we have to do. We have to focus our attention on. So I guess if you have another $1 million or $2 million in a given budget, the first place to look shouldn't be what new park are we going to build or what new program are we going to put on. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, I think in the past, when the city has had revenues growing in the past, I think that has been something that has happened. And I hope that in the future, as revenues grow, that won't happen.
So one of the things that's happened since you last year is you said you're not going to run again.
Right.
What's your thought process that got you there?
Well, there's really two things. I got married last July, and we were very blessed to find out last December that we're having our first child.
Congratulations.
Little girl, mm-hmm. August 2nd is okay. The due date. That's coming up pretty fast. Mm-hmm. That really changed my perspective on a lot of things. I mean, I recognized that far be it from being just a business owner or even, you know, just someone who wants to do all these things. I mean, you want to be successful and fulfilled in your life. But I realize that the way to do that really is, number one, I have to be a servant of my God. Number two, I have to be a husband. And number three, I have to be now a father. Those are the three most important things. Nothing comes close to those three things. And so, you know, when I thought about the time that council takes, that absolutely was a consideration. The second thing is I wanted to take advantage of an opportunity to work in public policy beyond the city of College Station, which I will be doing. I'll be joining an organization that works in policy, and unfortunately can't talk specifically about the organization because of their policies on that. But I'll be talking about that. You know, when my term comes to an end, I'll be joining this organization and I'll be talking to the folks here in College Station about it. And I hope that people will be involved with that. But I want to take, you know, some of these ideas and just the idea of, for example, seeking efficiency in how we provide programs. You know, that's something that a lot of cities don't necessarily regard. They don't think about, well, how can we provide everything the cheapest way possible? How can we contract out this or that? You know, yeah, the city of College Station has made some progress in the last few years. But for every city of College Station, there's 10 or 20 or 30 cities that have gone in the opposite direction, that have spent way more money, that have started to add tons of programs and projects they can't possibly afford in the future, and indebted their citizens. And we need to, we need to see more of cutting back at the statewide level, because local debt exceeds statewide debt, and we have just a lot of things going on all over the state that I think people need to take notice of. So these are the kinds of things that I'm interested in working on, and that's the other aspect of it. So I guess it's a personal decision, but then also I wanted to take what I've learned here and the experience that I've gained and take it elsewhere.
Great. Anything that we didn't touch on this morning that you'd like to share?
You know, I just I don't know if we'll have another interview.
Well, no, I plan to, and we will. I will tell you that. We will have you on even if it's after you have finished your service, but I always want to make sure. I'd prefer to talk to you before you finish, but if it's you know, a week afterwards, I want to do that because obviously you have brought a different perspective, a younger perspective, and
right.
in many ways a more conservative perspective to City Council. And I want you to be able to look back on that and feel like you can discuss what's been accomplished
right.
during your turn there.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, no, I so since I'll come back, I mean, I won't say some of the things I might have said otherwise. But, you know, as always, I'm still City Councilman, and I will be for a number of months more. So I'm still available if folks want to call me. My phone number is 571-672-4. And, you know, as always, even if folks don't always agree with every position I take, you always know where I stand. So I try to be honest about my positions and don't dance around the issues. And if anybody ever wonders where I stand or has a question about what we're doing, they're free to give me a call or even call the city secretary's office. Cool. They'll give up my phone number, too.
Twice good radio. Thanks a lot, Jess Fields from City College Station.